This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language. I am the Bomber.
And I'm the Belle.
And we are a Black married professional couple.
And on this podcast, we share our experiences and tips as we traverse the swinger lifestyle.
Welcome to the Black
and Kinky
Lifestyle.
All right, so welcome everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Black and Kinky Lifestyle podcast. Yeah. So this is another episode where we are actually recording on the Bliss Cruise, mm-hmm. November 2018. And for this episode, we have other special guests as promised. And we have today, Taylor Sparks, just an erotic educator, mm-hmm. That we met on the Bliss Cruise at a spanking workshop.
We did, yes.
And we also have Bacchus. Yes, Bacchus, her partner in crime on the Bliss, cruise. And so we met Taylor Sparks, at a workshop on spanking, and it was a great workshop. Mm-hmm. Learned how to spank Belle's ass really well.
The intermittence of spanking. Because you were doing a whole lot.
Yeah. It's more than just about hitting the ass cheek.
Right.
Taylor Sparks, say hello. Let them hear your gorgeous voice.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me in Bacchus. And we're excited to be here and talk to your audience. And talk about what we do and how we do it and where we do it and with whom we do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And you could tell by that sexy voice. I mean, we were just smitten by Taylor when we met her in our workshop. We actually came in your workshop. Actually, we didn't plan to go to that one.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we had actually originally planned to go to a speed dating workshop.
Ah, and you took a wrong turn on the ship?
Yeah. We were late, so we didn't read the description, uh-huh. and we didn't realize we needed to get there 15 minutes early, so they wouldn't let us in.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for them.
Exactly.
Sorry for them, absolutely, because I feel like fate was at hand.
Yes.
You might be a little Irish. That's good. Luck just rolled your way.
Because, yeah, we went to that workshop, and I swear, like, when we walked in, I was really disappointed because I really wanted to do speed dating. But then, like, when you got on that stage and started talking about spanking and different, like levels of spanking, and just, like, I saw you do that demonstration, I'm like, yo, I became a better person.
Oh, Lord.
He definitely got hard while he was watching you spank the...
Really?
I got excited.
Yeah.
Really?
I never got excited by spanking.
I'm feeling good about what I did. You know, it's a little hard to judge sometimes. Like, especially with they put me in the theater, which is like, okay, I'm not quite feeling the theater yet, but fine. We got hope, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
We got hope. And it's like... Are they enjoying this?
Yeah.
Are they laughing or not laughing? And like today, I was in a much smaller location, mm-hmm. you know, than that room, and everybody's right there, and I could see the reaction. Then I'm like, okay, we're just gonna keep moving.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, your workshop was great. So,
thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, no, before I start, Taylor Sparks, I mean, a lot of our listeners might not know you. Again, we sort of target sort of a newer audience, but for folks that aren't familiar with Taylor Sparks, this woman is very special. Among many things, Taylor Sparks is a passionate erotic educator, certified in both holistic aromatherapy and human behavior, with over a decade of experience in the natural skincare cosmetic industry. Miss Sparks launched organiclovin.com. A site that offers organic, natural, and eco-friendly sensual body pleasures. Okay, Taylor is also a driving force in creating opportunities and valuable resources for the open lifestyle community. This woman is really well-educated, well-experienced.
I'm going to just make him follow me and just say that to people. Tell right. people who I am. Tell him. With that voice, I'm just like, say, tell him, baby. You just tell him who I am.
You got my job, no. Yeah. All right. we can be in
that. I'm like, oh, my God. Who is she? I need to meet her.
So, so I know you do some speaking engagements and stuff. So I'm just gonna, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and how you got started?
The Organic Loving brand, the company we are, just 5 years old mm-hmm. as of this past October. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, I'm certified in holistic aromatherapy and human behavior. So I did corporate training for about 10 years. Yeah. And several years ago, we actually had a skincare for elite athletes company. Mm. So I developed a line of organic skincare for elite athletes, head-to-toe care.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We did endurance athletes, triathletes, marathoners. We sponsored marathon races, triathlons, 5Ks. We actually sponsored five different Olympians, both mm-hmm. winter and summer. And we had our products like in ESPN magazines and yes, what think what
Venus and Serena, did you work with them?
I wish I had. I so wish I had, you know, but I didn't have that kind of backing to get to them. Although when our products were in the ESPN gift bag, so you know, like they have the Grammys and right, the, yeah. so the ESPY awards, mm-hmm. you reach out and the companies reach out to you and go, would you like to have your products? And they actually charge you. To have mm-hmm. your products
oh, wow.
in the gift bags.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The gift bag industry is a whole big dollar. It's a whole big market nowadays. So, like, if you want to put your stuff in the gift bag, they will charge you X amount, depending on how big the gift bag is, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be in the Oscars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a lot.
So every star gets a bag, mm-hmm. and then the star's assistant mm-hmm. gets a bag, and mm-hmm. everything has to be there. So, but we were in there, so mm-hmm. we had an opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And once my husband and I got into the lifestyle about 12 years ago and traveling around with the lifestyle industry, mm-hmm. We met a couple from Luxury Lifestyle Vacation Clubs, mm-hmm. who we are affiliates of. We sell into all of their adult-only events.
Mm-hmm.
And we became close, and they asked me to private label a line of central body massage oils and body washes, which we did.
Mm.
And, but once we did it, we kind of both realized, well, where are we going to sell it? Because I had a skincare for athletes company
mm-hmm.
and they had a travel agency, which, you know, which is not like really an e-commerce
right.
company.
Right.
So with their love and blessing and some support, I launched Organic Lovin'.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we started with their two products. And after being on some of these cruises, I realized that the other vendors were selling, you know, of course, the popular products right. that, but they were full of chemicals mm-hmm. and they were just horrific mm-hmm. for the vagina, the penis, and just the skin in general. So, but my experience in traveling, the other vendors on the cruises and at the resorts, all the products were chemical based. So with my background in aromatherapy, I knew that these products they were selling were not good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And lifestyle people have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
So I launched the company Organic Lovin', and we started with their two products
yeah.
and now we have almost 800 products.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so we're online. So yeah. we're almost mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we're on online based.
Mm-hmm.
And I travel all around the world talking about how to make good pussy better.
Right. I mean, honestly, explain it to somebody like me who's just sort of like, hey, listen, if I just need to get the pussy wet, I'll use anything that gets the pussy wet.
Okay.
But there are these things that have chemicals in them.
Right.
So what are the dangers of those chemicals?
Well, so the skin is porous, as we know, right? Mm-hmm. We know that because we sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And on average, we put up to 160 different chemicals on our skin every day.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with, you know, body wash and soap, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. then we got deodorant. Mm-hmm. And then we got body lotion. Mm-hmm. Women do more than men because yep. we got makeup, we got mm-hmm. foundation, concealer, mascara, eyeshadow, right?
Oh,
hair okay. shampoo, body, you know, it's a lot.
Right.
And the skin absorbs up to 60% of what you put on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't keep it all because, you know, we pee, we poop, we sweat.
Yeah.
So we get rid of most of it. But the cells, is something called bioaccumulation. And the cells keep a smidgen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. A little tiny, tiny, tiny bit each time.
Sort of like residue that builds up.
Yeah, there. It's kind of like yeah. that. It accumulates, but it's like over a lifetime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we do question, why are children, young children, getting things like cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things like parabens and methylparabens that have mm-hmm. all been linked to cancer. So mm-hmm. stuff as simple as baby shampoo and
right.
baby lotion have these chemicals in them, and it builds up over time.
Mm-hmm.
So the vagina, the anus is covered in a mucous membrane. Mm-hmm. 100% of what you put on it is absorbed into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the lubricants that are out there have things in there like glycerin, like people like the flavored lubricants. Mm-hmm. And I always say pussy should taste like pussy. Not cookies and cream. Not bananas and chocolate. Yeah, pussy should taste like pussy.
Right.
When my man gets up and goes, oh yeah, that's my girl right there.
Yeah.
Like, that's the pussy you've been in. That pussy right there. I want you to know that flavor. And uh-huh. A lot of women and even men don't realize that the lubricant that they're using mm-hmm. to mask whatever, mm-hmm. you know, to have a flavor, and pussy's not supposed to have that. It's supposed to taste like pussy. Mm-hmm. And one sure sign of a woman's health is her vaginal secretions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
As soon as your health is off, the vagina secretions change, the thickness change.
So if it smells like tuna.
Well, that's really illness. So you're smelling a little fishy.
You might want to check something out.
Yeah, you want to check something out. But a lot of women don't even taste the vagina. Some of women don't even look what their pussy looks like.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, they squat like over a mirror.
Yes.
Look at it.
Like, you've never been curious?
Just curious. Yeah. Like,
no, there's a separate urethra hole.
Mm-hmm. They never look. And so some of the courses, how they, you know, upbringing, mm-hmm. religion,
right.
You know, what your mama taught you. You know, mm-hmm. our daughter is 22 and I taught her at a very young age, you need to look at it.
Right.
So you know what it looks like when it's healthy.
Yes.
You know, you need to know what it smells like when it's healthy, because as soon as your health is off. So a lot of the chemicals that are also in lubricants, like propylene glycol, mm-hmm. which is the cousin to antifreeze. Mm. It's not antifreeze.
Right.
But you'll find it in the common marketplace. It's what makes wet things slippery. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you will find it in toothpaste and mouthwash and body lotion, and that's its purpose, but it's really drying for the vagina. Mm-hmm. It's just not good. So, and you know, once you have a dry vagina, you have a hurt vagina. And mm-hmm. when we are hurt, what do we do, ladies? We shut it down.
Yep.
Nobody gets nothing.
Yes.
Pussy is hurt.
So pain is the only negative aspect I've heard.
Well, not just pain, but when the vagina gets dry, we end up with little micro tears.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then that's open to the bloodstream.
Right.
And that leaves us susceptible to all kinds of things that we're trying to prevent.
That's right.
Yeast infections, bacteria, vaginosis, mm-hmm. or worse. Now, guys, y'all could be bleeding from the eyes. You'd be like, I'll be okay.
Right.
I'll put some Vaseline on it when I'm done. Y'all don't care.
That's from when you're a kid. I'm gonna get some finally. Right,
doesn't
exactly.
matter.
You don't care. What? You'll crawl with a broken leg.
Right. Like,
we won't go to work if he stump our toe.
Right.
But
some pussy? Yeah.
We'll take all kinds of risks for that.
Yes.
All right. So we got some natural sort of these chemicals that can have harmful effects on some of the most prized organs that God has ever created. We want to keep it safe.
Yeah. That's my motto for Organic Love. We keep the pussy safe and wet.
Okay. All right. So, so how can people get familiar or get access to some of your products?
Well, of course, you can find us on our website, OrganicLovin, that's LOVEN .com, and on all social media. You can find us at OrganicLovin on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. We're on there. We're on Snapchat, but I'm never there, so don't go there. But on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, we have some of our YouTube videos up as well. But the best thing is, come with us on some of the trips.
Yeah.
You know, we travel the world. We do Bliss Cruise. Mm-hmm. We do Luxury Lifestyle Vacation Cruise. We do some of the hotel takeovers. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the Organic Lovin' site, there's a link under the menu that says Come With Us. Mm-hmm. And you can see all of our excursions and cruises. And we're traveling the world and we're having a good time. Aren't we having fun?
Yes.
Oh. Y'all should be here. Y'all missed out.
You're
I know they invited
you.
I know they invited y'all to come. Bacchus, tell them.
Yeah,
y'all could have met Bacchus. I would have gave him to you for the week. I would have gave him to you for an hour.
You're okay. So can you talk a little about some of the classes that you offer? We talked about the spanking class.
Yeah, this is the spanking for lovers, right? Mm-hmm. Your ass or mine. And that's, it's a little less BDSM and more erotic. You know, so some people are not really into kink per se.
Right.
But they like the aspect of spanking, either receiving it as a spanky or giving it as a spanker. So the Spanking for Lovers kind of talks about the anatomy of spanking, you know, where to hit, not hit. We talk about why people enjoy it. And then we talk about the different hand positions. In the book, actually, that I based a seminar on, it's called Spanking for Lovers. So we sell the book on our website. Mm-hmm. So if it's something that's an interest. And then on this cruise, I'm also doing How to Make Good Pussy Better. And then that one, not only do we talk about the benefits of using or switching to organic and eco-friendly intimate body products, we also do a live demo on the Liberator sex pillows.
Oh, okay.
So we had several pillows out there today. We bring people up out of the audience, mm-hmm. and we show all the different sex pillows to use and how to use them. So that is hella fun. That was it.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say, I mean, I haven't gone to the How to Make a Pussy Better.
You can do it on Friday.
Good okay. Pussy Better.
How to Make Good Pussy. How to Make the Better Pussy Even. Amazing.
Right.
Spanking for Lovers.
Yes,
what it was.
Yeah.
And that was very informative. I'm learning the mm-hmm. art of spanking. I've tried it on you.
Yeah.
She said, yeah.
He's getting better. He still needs some practice.
Well, yeah, are you going to give him the ass so he can practice?
Yes.
All sure. right, then.
No problem.
So you got homework.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. School ain't over.
Right.
Tonight's schoolgirl night, too. Uh-huh. Y'all should be here. You're missing schoolgirl night.
Right.
No, but seeing the ass getting smacked professionally. because seeing that on stage, I'm telling you, I saw it and I was like, there is definitely a method to this shit. Like, mm-hmm. just watching you do it, it was like, I know what it is. Everybody can smack an ass. Like,
yeah, right.
Smack anything else. But but seeing you do your thing on stage, that's what got me excited. Like,
yeah.
I did get aroused by watching that. And I was like, what is arousing me about this? Mm-hmm. And
so was it the hand to the ass or the sound or the...
No.
I mean, just...
You didn't just smack the ass. Like, the ass is interesting. Cause the ass is this thing. It's round.
It's a big muscle.
It's a big muscle.
Strong.
And you want to cause just a little bit of pain, but you know how valuable it is
yeah, yeah.
at the same time.
Right.
And so how do you engage it in a way that's both aggressive and sensual? And what you did on stage was both aggressive and
yeah.
then there was this like this massaging that followed.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah. And some people
in.
Like that.
So could you just explain, like, you can't teach the whole class on this podcast. But if you could do it, like, just verbally explain, like, that dichotomy between like the pain and then like
and
that
the pleasure?
Soothing pleasure.
Well, you know what it is, and I think I didn't probably mention this in the class, and mm-hmm. I normally do, and that, something distracted me. Yeah. It might have been the ass. I got a real bad
everybody.
Case of SOS. But the nerve endings from your genitals in both men and women end at the ass.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So this is why a lot of people get aroused, because you were really right there at the end of the nerve ending.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hit the ass, it reverberates right through.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why some of the people, were you there at the beginning when we were asking people like why they spank or like the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I yelled out.
And a few women said
answers.
I could actually climax from spanking because the nerve endings from the genitals are right there. So for some people, like, your lovely woman here,
yes.
Belle.
Yes.
Belle likes the intermittent spanking because she likes the reverberation. She likes to kind of settle into the hit.
Yes.
So that's why it's like spank and then rub and rub. Where some people like a constant. You know what I mean? So you have to talk to your partner and go, what do you like? You like a little this, you like, you know, wax on. Wax off. There was a woman who was just telling, she celebrated her 50th birthday. She happened to be walking by when I was getting the pillows. I said, oh, you should come to the class. Let me spank you. Mm-hmm. I'll be right there. She came right to the class, pulled up that dress, and I did a quick little spanking for her, and you know, until she got nice and pink, and I sent her back to her seat. So it was in the middle of the regular seminar, but I was doing the demo on the pillows. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She lucked up and she was quite happy. She was like, you ready to go now, babe? I'm ready. I'll need to see you at the morning.
Right, right. She was like, that's all she needed.
That's all she needed.
That's your best birthday present you ever got. Right.
She was happy. I was happy I was able to get my rings on. Oh, God. I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
They were spanking with the rings on a marker. So.
Right.
But it was good. It was fun. So it's just really a matter of the person. Mm-hmm. Right? And mm-hmm. what do they like? Like, you know, I like intermittent spanking, right? Like Belle. I like a hit, I like a rub, I like a pinch, but I also like a bite, mm-hmm. you know? And I like a hair grab, mm-hmm. you know? Yes. Like I grab that girl by the hair, you know? Yeah. She's like, ow, you know? Right. I'm like, shut up.
Right. She wasn't
ready. Shut up. But the bite's too good.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about how long you've been in the lifestyle and what brought you to it?
Been married 23 years.
Oh.
I think we were about 10, maybe almost 12 years into the monogamous mm-hmm. marriage. And, I've always been kind of open sexually, you know, so to speak, or free with my sexuality to some right. degree. And there was a non-swing group going to Hito.
Mm.
A non-swing group going to Hito.
Okay. Yeah, just like a group that was going.
Right.
You know, they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to Hito. There was some swingers in the group, but it right. wasn't like a swing group per se.
Okay.
And I wanted to go. My husband was like, we're not going. I'm like, I want to go, you know, because we had transitioned from Boston down to North Carolina, mm-hmm. and we had some rough patches, mm-hmm. like financially and job transitions. And right. now we were, everything was good. Money was good. I'm like, right. we got the money. We need to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are not those kind of people. We are not going. Because everything we knew about Hito was from our single friends.
Mm.
And all we heard was these wild, crazy stories. I'm like, no. We argued like 3 months, and I finally said, so don't act like I don't have access to my own money. I work too.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to be concerned about what happens with you in Hito, how you going to feel when I leave your ass right here with these children in North Carolina? And I booked the trip without him.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, well, his passport came in the day before to get the trip. And so we went, and the first couple we met was a swinger couple that had been in the lifestyle for like 20 something, like 15 years. Mm. So I just spent the whole week, how could you? Why would you? Where do you? Who do you?
Yeah.
And then we decided, nah, we're not going to do that. It wasn't for us. Mm. And then I was Googling an article on Will and Jada when they had invested in Carol's daughter, mm-hmm. which led me to an article about them being in an open marriage and swinging, which they have admitted they are not.
Yeah, right. I was about to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, they just right. have retracted
he never,
it.
He would always say, we're not
that's swingers. I think they have an open marriage, but yeah.
No, he said he had, I remember they yeah, said he had an open marriage,
but they
would
swingers.
Never say it was not,
nah,
it was not swingers.
They just, because he was just on her red table
yeah.
talk, he
yeah.
says, we're not swingers. Swingers. I'm yeah. like, yeah. And I'm going, didn't say nothing about an open marriage.
Right.
Or polyamory, did
right.
I said, but that's okay. We don't really need to know, because I know people.
Yeah.
And so we decided not to do that. We weren't ready for that mm-hmm. because mostly my husband was like, not only do I not want to see you with another man, I do not want to hear you with another man. No one else should be able to make you make those sounds but me. Those
right.
are mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw the article on open marriage, which was written from a man's perspective, a husband's perspective. Mm-hmm. And he came over and I said, you need to read that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he said, what do you think? I'm like, I think we should do this
okay.
instead of the swinging thing, okay. you know, because we were both traveling for work. Mm-hmm. In the United States. So we set up our boundaries, right?
Right.
You know, no family members, no co-workers, no hotel staff, nobody in the entire state of North Carolina, not just the city we were in, the entire state was off limits. Like, I'm going to drive 2 hours for dick.
Right. Maybe. Depends.
Nah, maybe 20 minutes, about an hour is what long as I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Nobody
guys
in the...
Guys.
Yeah, guys.
Guys,
yeah.
Guys will drive.
Guys will drive 10 hours. They'll be like, what? Right.
So nobody in the entire state of, you know, no longer than an hour, no spending the night. I mean, mm-hmm. all these rules, and we did everything separately for about 2 years.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we knew where we were and who each other was with mm-hmm. and all that, but that worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we kind of dabbled a little bit until we were comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of backed into the swinging thing.
Right.
You know,
okay.
we kind of backed into it. And then, you know, we kind of started soft swap, and then we kind of liked the full swap. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of stuck there. And mm-hmm. and it's worked for us. It's been good. But I think for us, because we started separate,
mm-hmm.
You know how difficult it is if you're a couple, you're trying to find a four-way match.
It's so hard.
It really can be difficult. But because we've been separate, if we're mm-hmm. someplace and there's not a four-way match,
yeah.
and he likes the wife, and if her husband's fine, I'm like, I'll be at the bar, have fun, place
yeah.
up, play safe. Don't embarrass me.
Right.
Fuck her good.
Right. Exactly.
Don't you come back. She better go, ooh, her husband ain't no good. Fuck her good. Right. Word gets out, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
I don't know if people tell you about it first. But anyway. I'm teasing. Yeah. I'm totally teasing. So it's been almost 12 years now, I guess. 10, 12 years that we've been in. And okay. About 4 years ago, I actually got introduced to kink and poly from a couple. And transitioned into that as part of who I am. And my husband's like, we're doing what now?
Right.
He's like, I don't want to date. I don't want to date anybody. I want to give my pussy and come home. I don't, you are enough emotionally. I'm like, well, I want a boyfriend. I want two. I want three. He's like, okay, fine. You have fun with that. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, they're pretty much
just fine with this.
Huh?
He's just fine.
Well, it wasn't like I had the conversation. He was just fine. It was another transition of conversation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, anything you do has to come with some community. It's a process, you know? It was like a year-long process of dealing with how do I feel about that? Right. And you getting emotionally involved with somebody. And I'm not... and who is this guy? And oh, wait, and he's white too. I don't, you know, I'm like, no, you do white. Yeah, but I'm not like loving them. You know, I'm just kind of in and I'm kind of out. Kind of thing. So, you know, and so it was that it took like a year of, and then we read, More Than Two, which is an amazing book on polyamory. And then I had all these kink books, you know, that I wanted to dumb. And he was like, what the fuck?
Right?
What is wrong with you now? You know? But I'm like, we're not attached at the hip. You don't have to do what I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So your husband's a person of color as well?
He is. Okay. He's a bro man because I love my bro man.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend's black boyfriend, Indian. Well, the Indian boyfriend anymore. Indian boyfriend and
Indian.
A Russian.
Oh, damn. You've been around the world.
I ain't been around the world. Don't be putting that slut propaganda out there.
See,
she's been around the world. He lives in the States.
So our audience is, you know, specifically focused on people of color and our experience in the lifestyle, because it can be very different than non-minorities' experience in the lifestyle. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, how has it been being people of color in the lifestyle?
When we first got in the lifestyle, the Black Swingers Club used to be around.
Okay.
And they used to do almost take over the entire Hedo Resort every year.
Oh, wow.
So all I knew was people of color. You know, I mean, I knew that white folks existed and they were swinging, but my experience has always been just with people initially until I started working in the industry. You know, there's many white folks was around here carrying on because it was all just people of color. Whoa. And so it was just, so when I hear people go, I knew black folks, and I said, I'm like, I don't know where you've been, but we've been partying fucking hard. We'd have like one or two white people hang out with us. They're like, cause y'all throwing a motherfucking party.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So there are many, 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 many people of color in lifestyle.
Right. But you're talking about predominantly, that's what you've seen. This is
up
very
until I
different
started.
Experience for us.
Yeah.
I'm on that side. I'm on the other side. Cause I says most of the places I've been, it's very, very sporadic, and you just kind of, and you actually point out another one.
Like, that's the weird another one, yes.
It's another one right over there.
Hey, yes. But you're brown, too. Yes,
come. It's like that mystery leprechaun. I saw a leprechaun. It's right there. I was like, there you go. And I was like, I mean, I've traveled, and I'll go into a club, and if I'm in another country.
Yeah.
You took your vitamins? They know, because there's not that many black people walking in, and you don't realize it until you see
there.
It. Your experience is like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hundreds of...
Very unusual. Well, I'm saying, it's great. Like, I want to get to a place where it's, you know, it's us. Not that other people aren't great and that we've met other, you know, non-minority couples that we like and we play with, but you know, we talk a lot about, you know, finding your tribe and you know, being
your vibe
your
attracts
people.
Your tribe.
Yeah, so, you know, we like to be in spaces where there's brown people and they're like us, and you know, we can really have shared experiences.
Yeah, and Marla, who's with me, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Marla at all, you know, Marla Renee Stewart, not only she's a sister of sexuality, with me as part of a collective I started a couple years ago. But Marla and her friend Tia, they do Sex Down South. It's an amazing conference in Atlanta. And almost a few hundred people come through there of every persuasion, straight, gay, bi, but kinky, polyamorous, swingers. And it's primarily African Americans. You know, and even most of the erotic educators and sexologists are African American, which is something else a lot of people don't know exists. And there are many of us out here. I'm trying to gather them all up, but sometimes we, as people of color, I can't even like with the, not the best analogy, but sometimes I think like with the churches, you know, everybody has to have their own, you know, corner church somewhere. And as opposed to like, let's all get together and do it together. Yes. And so sometimes that happens, but I think more and more of us are starting to realize, especially those of us who educate in the, lifestyle, kink industries, Jet Setting Jasmine and King Noir. I'm not sure if you know Jasmine.
Yes,
you know Jasmine.
We have,
so Jasmine's also a sister of sexuality with us. And she would have actually been here this week. She had some family changes, so she couldn't make
it. Sister of Sexuality.
Yeah, so it's sistersofsexuality.com. It is a collective that I started. So we are five different African American women. We all have businesses based in sex and sexuality, except all completely different. Mm-hmm. So as a collective, we educate, entertain, and inform people of all colors, but especially people of color, about the different aspects of sex. So me with holistic sex, Jasmine with BDSM and sex positive parenting and porn, right? Marla, who represents the LGBTQ community, also a sexologist, teaches on the university level. Parish Michelle Blair, who was also supposed to be here, had a family emergency, unfortunately, dealing with orgasmic meditation, orgasmic, she has orgasmic meditation. And oh my God, I'm having a, I'll come back to it. I'm having a brain fart. And then Tiffany Janae, who does women's empowerment, womb health. She owns Yoni Eggs, YoniEggs.com. So every single one is different, and we all just cover every single aspect in three generations, someone in the 30s, someone in the 40s, and someone in their 50s. So we're covering like pretty much from the 20s to the 60s or 70s. And age. So... we just launched our own radio show 3 weeks ago on the Voice America Sexy Lifestyle platform. So we can now be heard in 60 countries.
Oh, wow.
And we'll have, folks, we'll have all this information in the show notes. Keep that in mind. Now, Bacchus, I don't want to leave you out of the conversation.
I'm getting educated too.
So tell us a little bit about how you came into the lifestyle, how long you've been in it.
Actually, it was kind of a fluke. Like, again, I got introduced through my girlfriend, and she was actually a dominatrix.
Oh, okay.
But originally, she was dating one of my friends, and my friend didn't have an idea she was dominatrix, and we had to be up like, I went up to her, and this is before we were dating. Says, does he know what you do? Does he have any kind of clue? He was a very innocent guy, and he was a really nice guy, but there was like things that he just went over his head. And she said, I tried to explain it to him. I don't think he got it. And she actually wanted to start dating me. And I said, well, you know what? You got to talk to him first. Clear it up. And she did. Everything was cool. And she was a white girl. And it was just like, and it was just a cool thing that ended up happening. And we hung out for a little while. I wasn't into the dominatrix thing, but that's what she did. And again, the same kind of thing. You do you, I do me. We don't have to do everything together.
Right.
And then she wanted me to go. She, it was like a surprise. And she says, oh, I'm going to take you to this club. You're going to, and I'm figuring we're going to go out and party, have a great time. It's not my birthday, but I'm figuring something cool is going to happen.
Yeah.
So we drive into New Jersey, and I think the club was called like Beginnings.
Okay.
And it was like in this weird neighborhood, and I'm up like, I don't see any club. She takes me to this building, and I'm up like, all right, what kind of house party's going on? I'm thinking someone's gonna. I don't hear music. She gives me a little care packet that has condoms in there.
you were like, what is going on?
We go in this place, and you know when you go in the club, they have like the riders and the signs. This is a swing club. You're gonna, and they walk us through, and I'm like, and you know when you first do it, and you kind of just like, and it's just. And again, two things would have happened. Either you weren't down with it, and you're kind of just like staying away, keeping away, or you just go balls to the walls and just jump in.
Let me guess, balls to the walls.
Well, jump in. and it, from that point on, we dated just for a little bit longer, but the lifestyle got me hooked.
Yeah.
So a lot of times,
was it all the pussy variety? Or?
You know, it was just everybody. It was no one was hiding anything. You know, like when you go to a club, I like to dance in a club. But the funny thing is, you go to a dance club. People didn't realize, and I said I always look at women's hands. Anything you don't look in their eyes, but you look at their hands because you know if they're wearing a wedding ring, have a tan line. Because again, the funny thing is, a lot of husbands don't want to dance with them. They bring them to the club,
but sit at the bar.
They don't dance. Why don't you go dance with him? I was like, and then you're dancing all night, thinking, "Hey, I'm being a cool girl. You're gonna go home. Oh, my husband's waiting over there." Are you kidding me? You could have told me that, I would have went with the single girl.
Right.
So a lot of times I would plan trips and I would always see what swinging events are going on. And like I said, even in that one club, I didn't see one black person. We went there for like maybe another 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. I never saw one black person.
Oh, wow.
But just traveling in little places, going to different clubs, you know, real rarity. We're that unicorn. Mm-hmm. Because again, when you do see black couples in the club, sometimes they're just not playing. They're just kind of, we want to see what's going on. What's this? And again, it's that thing. I don't want to see my wife or another woman, another man. I think that also is something that throws off black couples in general, black people in general. Because again, it bothers someone that someone else can turn on his wife or girlfriend. He says, well, she's having fun. She's enjoying herself. Isn't that the whole point of doing it?
Exactly.
And it's a weird thing when you ask someone and they kind of, it blows your mind that, you're kind of right. I want to make her happy. And she's not saying she doesn't love me. And she's not saying I don't make her happy.
Right.
But you got to also understand women's needs. They're sexual beings too. And it's, you know, they might want to have more sex than you're able, because again, a guy cannot have, no matter how much a man says.
Why are you bowing your hand, Taylor?
I catch him raising my hand. She might want to have more sex than you might be able to give this time of day, year, night, month. Yeah.
You want to say.
Why some people need 3 boyfriends and a husband.
And sometimes you be like, you know what? Husband's smart.
Go ahead.
You're going to be passing out on the bed every night. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm done. Last shot loaded. Last shot loaded.
Yes. I never heard that last shot loaded.
Done. But I've gone around the world. I travel a lot. And I got that travel itch. So when lifestyle came, I noticed that in, you go to Europe, Asia, swingers all over the place. Yeah. And they have a lot of fun going. Yeah. So I have a good travel buddy. Okay. And we actually met in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And we met haggling off of stuff. So anytime we planned a trip, and he's one of the few people that has the freedom that I have to go on a trip. Mm-hmm. I would always be sick one of the days of the trip so I could go to a swing club.
Oh, wow.
Again, you hide it from everybody, you know? Yeah, so you play that sick card. You know what? I'm not feeling good. Why don't you go out to dinner, man? Have a good time. check out. And like you're looking through the curtains. All right, he's at the hotel. All right. you dress up and you're out of here. You got your baggie and you're gone. But again, you know, there are a lot of black people. They're there, but we're such a small group. You know, we're spread out.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I met a black girl in the Red Rooster. Mm-hmm. She came right up to me and told me, says, do you only sleep with white women? And I'm up like, what? It was like the weirdest thing to come out. That's the first thing out of her mouth.
Oh, wow.
She grew up in Germany. She was an army brat. Mm-hmm. And she says she noticed that a lot of black men, that's all they want to do when they come to a swing club. And
I says, that's true.
And I told her, I said, well, do you want to go in the back?
I'll show you.
It's not a problem. But I kind of had to agree. But I also had to tell her, you know, you're the only black girl in here.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't necessarily throw it against them when there's nobody else in here. Where are all the other black girls that would come in? Mm-hmm. Then, you know, because there's some brothers that just want to play with black women. But again, that magical unicorn. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of black people in the industry. Like, I was surprised. This is my first time on the Bliss Cruise. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of shocked because I was expecting a handful. Like, when I say a handful, literally maybe 5 black couples. Mm-hmm. I did not expect the amount of black couples.
More than
yeah, and it was just
well, like, actually, this is the most there's ever been.
Right.
I've been traveling on Bliss and Couples Cruise for the last 5 years, and even I was like, "What the? Who brought all these black people?"
Right.
And still, out of 4,000 people, there's 4,000 people in the ship. We're still just a handful.
Oh yeah.
See, again,
you know, but some of us who have been trapped,
black people.
Like, yeah, I was like, where y'all been? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. You're gonna see new people the rest of the week. You'll be new people. You get off the boat on Saturday. Gonna be people you ain't seen all week because there's 4,000 people. It's like a small city.
Yeah, it is. It is.
There's some people. You know, the rotation's a little different, right? So if you get up like me, I'm up at 7:30, 8, 9, I'm at breakfast at 9, you know, I'm done with breakfast. If you sleep till noon,
right,
by the time you get to the pool at 2, I've gone to do a seminar or have lunch or something, so then I miss you.
Right.
And then you lay out for a couple hours, you don't come by where, and then I come back and then you're gone for a late lunch. So there'll be people, we're just on different times, vacation schedules, right? So there'll be people you'll never even know were here, ever. You'll never meet them.
Just because you were doing shit at different times.
Just because you were just on different parts of the ship. Like right now, there are people having dinner and
going to a show.
Going fucking.
Yes.
You actually shot because you said this, you'll see people that you know that you,
I told
surprised
you.
Yeah. And people are, hey! And again, it's always funny when people, you well know, there's maybe five black people thing running around.
Yeah.
And so they only know a handful.
Right.
And they'll remember, where it's hard for us, where we're always talking and meeting people.
Don't remember that name?
I was like,
when my husband is traveling with me, I'm like, he has learned that. He goes, "That's Becky Bryant." Hey!
that's me with the bomber. I'm like, he's like, who did we talk to that bomber? Who's that?
I'm like, right. I'm like, you know, it's like, what was that movie, The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, yeah, yes.
And she was in the party, and she was like, that's from Germany. That's the chancellor's wife. And the other woman whispered to her, and I'm there, because there's one of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been, you know, kind of in the lifestyle and for 5 years and teaching I've been in lifestyle for 10, 12 years, but in teaching for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so Caribbean cruises, international cruises, the hotel resorts. So I've met a lot of people, which Bacchus can attest to. The amount of people who walked up to me, "Hi, I was in your seminar last year." And I'm like, "Really? Okay. Oh, that's so amazing." He's like, okay, I look at him like, "Damn it, he doesn't know either."
I'm just standing
like, somebody came to look for you today. I'm like,
little white lady.
Could you narrow it down?
I got nothing.
So we at the Black and Geeky Lifestyle Podcast, so our listeners tend to be, those we hear from anyway, tend to be newer to the lifestyle. And, you know, these are folks that are considering, you know, stepping out of their non-monogamy, norm, relationship norms, and step into it. Some have stepped into it, but just need, like, some specific levels of advice. I mean, I guess the question is, are there any, like, if there were, like, three things?
Well, let Bacchus go first and tell you. Because he's a single man in the lifestyle,
key,
right?
Key advice sets.
Okay. When you asked it, are you asking as what I would give directions towards a couple or just singles in general?
I would say both. Because we haven't had a single on the show yet.
As what I would tell couples, you guys got to talk. You got to have that conversation. And because, again, as a single person, we're in the middle of, you know, we're here to help, enhance, go forward. But again, we don't want to cause the grief or the trouble either. And again, it's sometimes when you don't talk and you think somebody's okay with something, my wife wants to hang out with you. Well, does she want to hang out with you? That's the person who has to talk to. Or you'll have the wife, on the other hand, want to drag you into a room, and you assume that they have talked about it, and this is why they're in the club in the first place. Then they're arguing like 5 minutes later, and evidently she didn't get permission, or she didn't talk to
after
him.
After you've dipped her down.
Right. All good shit.
Well, you know, and again, as a single guy's perspective, I've been in a lifestyle for a while, and I've seen a lot of things go on, and there's people, conversation is the big part, right? As a couple, even as a single guy, you still have to talk to the couple. You don't go up to the, hey, you're hot, da-da. Husband is standing right there. Did you introduce yourself to the husband? How are you doing, da-da? Because that's people together.
Right.
Now, if you don't, and you got to conversate. You have to be able to talk to people. Just, you know, it's not, hey, let me just whip out my dick and, you know what? I'm planning to have a lot of sex right now. I want you, just go in the back, you know? Some guys might be able to pull it off. I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, I notice a lot of people, the more successful couples, they talk, they have their rules, they make their guidelines. I don't believe in the taking one for the team philosophy.
Yeah.
And if people don't know what that means.
So you take it once.
You know?
I take one for the team is one fucking time.
Right?
You know?
That's it. Like,
I've done my one.
Yep, that's it.
Well, see, again.
If it's a celebrity.
not if it's a celebrity, I don't want to fuck.
Right? Care about the celebrity
status. If
you got status.
A chance at a celebrity, I might take one for the team.
It's good to know.
Right, like
you're going to have your list. Well, you know, you said it on the podcast.
Right, exactly. We got to pull it up.
I've got 2,000 viewers that go on.
Right.
You just locked yourself up.
Right? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
But then the next thing is, I notice younger people are more free to try new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in, you go to a club, let's say they had a naked night.
Mm-hmm.
And again, guys got to go in naked, women normally in lingerie.
Yeah.
Normally clubs do that to weed out looky-loos, people who are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so it's a good party atmosphere.
Right.
I've never seen so many young couples just walk in and you kind of be up like, I know one club I go to, I know the security rule. So they'll ask me sometimes, hey, can you give them a walk around? There's so many people, they have so much things to do.
Right.
And you kind of, you guys know what you're here for, right?
Right.
And then they will tell me, oh, this is our first time. And it's like, and you're here on the naked night? Okay.
Right.
And they're cool with it. They strip down, not a problem.
Yeah.
They sling it over their shoulders.
Right.
And they're ready to go.
But
it is, you know, younger couples, I think, are more open to new things, open to try it. And sometimes you just got to go for it.
Yeah.
If you don't like something, you know, don't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't think. But if you never tried it,
you won't know.
And you'll be the couples that I've met that have done it for the first time on nights like that, they've gone back. Oh, we loved it. We had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one couple, they didn't play the whole night. And I said, what are you guys waiting for? Like, the club was closing in an hour. Well, we didn't know how to act. It's just, honey, you got to talk. You got to say, if you're attracted to someone, say, you know. And it's easier for couples than it is for singles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I says, no. You know what? Bring some shots over to the table. Hey, we got two extra shots. You guys want it? That's an icebreaker, you know?
Oh,
that's a good one.
You know?
Right.
your wife's laundry. Amazing. Where'd you get it? Icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Then that conversation goes in. Now, again, that philosophy of taking one for the team, if both couples are not, if only one wants everything going on. That's a one-sided situation, and you see that a lot in couples, because a lot of times you see couples going to swinging, and it's the guy that wants to do it.
Right. Yeah.
The wife might not be interested at all, and the wife is sitting in the corner, and he's running around.
Yeah.
As opposed to me, where it was my idea.
Right.
You, again, you're that unicorn.
Right.
Like, ooh, baby, look, I should get you some pussy.
Yeah.
He was like, so. Is this a test?
Right.
You know, are you gonna
right, are you gonna be mad?
Yeah, because I don't understand why I need to have pussy. What's wrong with your pussy? Baby? No, I'm really happy. I'm happy.
Right.
Are you gonna yell at me later? Did I not do the dishes?
Yeah. So it worked out. Well, one thing I say to people, especially new people, and is that just because you decide to open up your relationship, be it open marriage, swinging, kinky, whichever it is, you do not become exempt from your emotions, right? You are still going to have moments of insecurity, jealousy, lust, what feels like love, maybe not, anger. Mm-hmm. All the emotions still are with you. Some people tend to think that people who are in a lifestyle don't ever get jealous.
Right.
And that's not the case. How could you not get jealous about somebody that you love when you see them being pleased in a way that either you've never done it, mm-hmm. or you didn't even know. Since when you went to licking ass? I mean, right. You know, right, right. You ain't never licked my ass. You know? The fuck, you know? Right. Don't let her be Becky. Oh, God, no.
Right, yeah.
Another podcast. But another podcast. But and so just because you have an emotion doesn't mean you become exempt from it. And then on that note, just because you have an emotion doesn't mean you have to act upon it right yes. then and there. So sometimes you will feel, it'll well up in you because a situation will happen you couldn't even imagine, mm-hmm. You know, that would make you feel like you never thought you'd would get hard watching spanking, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're like, what the hell is, but if it's like an insecurity or a jealousy thing, I always tell people, well, do a quick gut check and go, yeah. okay, did they do something wrong? No. They break any boundaries? No. So you're like, okay, this is my shit.
Yeah.
And we are all responsible for our own happiness and our own bullshit. So then you have to go, okay, maybe I need to maybe take a walk or remove myself and then have the conversation when I'm in a better headspace later and mm-hmm. say, hey, you know, babe, last night or this morning or mm-hmm. early, you know, when you did X, Y, and Z, I felt X, Y, and Z or mm-hmm. A, B, and C. You did nothing wrong, but I wanted to know that it made me feel some kind of way. And then you kind of go, and I would like, you know, to either you can continue to do it. I'm okay with it. I just had to kind of work it out myself. Mm-hmm. Or you can't do that shit no more.
Right, right.
Yeah, but they got to know themselves, too.
Yeah.
Why they're feeling that. Because some people don't know their own emotions either.
Well, right. But you have the thought process that I might have an emotion that I've never felt before. And you know when you feel jealous or insecure, mm-hmm. you know, and you, because that scene has never happened in front of you before, now you're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you have to go, okay. That's why you have to, that's why, did I cut that off?
No.
That's why you have to have the gut check. You know, you have to go, what's going on here? Right. Is it really just me?
Mm-hmm.
And husband and I both, we've never really been jealous, you know, when we were monogamous. Right. I could, no, oh, babe, come look at this hot chick walking down the street. It just, and then we get into the lifestyle and something, you know, something will trigger you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, kind of my advice. It's really along with Vodka Sits. You have to communicate and you have to talk to each other. And our thing was, you know, if you have an emotion, you want to talk about it, the other person needs to just listen, not defend, and then say, is there something you need me to do or not do at the end of this? You know, mm-hmm. and, you know, just because sometimes they just want to tell you.
Right.
And then sometimes it's like, you can't do that shit no more.
Right. Yeah.
Because the first time I saw my husband with a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, he's dated white women before we got married. I've dated white guys. Mm-hmm. Give a shit about you fucking white. Yeah. I'm going to watch this thing because I get excited watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And then about halfway through, I was like, well, this is going on for a little longer than I had expected. And then it was like, okay, this is really... I can't remember the last time you fucked me this long.
Mm.
And so I just have to say there's something called what I call the new toy truck syndrome.
Mm.
Because men, when they get new pussy,
mm-hmm.
they revert to little 4-year-old boys
mm-hmm.
and it becomes like a new toy truck. They have to open the hood and they have to check the doors and then they got to turn it over and lift the truck. And let's not forget that new toy truck smell. Yes.
See, now that's when we have to walk out the room.
No.
You ain't getting nervous, man.
No, but this is what I tell a lot of women because you start thinking, what the fuck? Why are you carrying us on? And ladies, you have to realize that in his mind, as the 4-year-old boy's new toy truck, he may not ever get to play with that truck again.
Right.
He is going to play with that truck until the wheels fall the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to play with it as long as his body will allow. Mm-hmm. And suddenly he's got the strength of 1,000 men. He can fuck and fucking fuck and come, don't take it, and keep fucking like, really? Seriously? Really? Really? Ladies, I just tell you one thing. At some point, you will be somebody's new toy truck.
Yes, right.
He'll be sitting over in the corner all done with his dick in his hand. You'll be like, no, babe. He'll be done as soon as he's finished playing with the truck.
Yes.
You just sit right there.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes around. Yeah. That's my advice. Don't get upset because he's fucking a long time. He'll be a new truck soon. Yeah. It happens, doesn't it?
It does. It does happen.
But that's like taking one for the team. That's that new truck.
Well,
truck
no, that's not the same as taking one for the team.
No, but it's that kind of thing. Well, I want to play with that new truck.
Yeah.
You might have to take one for the team. That's the only way I'm getting to play with that new truck. Oh. And that's why I said that discussion has to come in.
Taking one for the team is once. I will do it. No, I'm telling you, I took it one time. I ain't taking it no more.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry if he won't, I guess you shit out of luck. Yeah. Because I'm not doing that no more.
All right.
Well, we thank y'all for coming.
Oh, thank you for having us. So, do we get to have sex now? Or? I'm teasing.
No, she's not. She's not.
But we appreciate y'all being here and talking to us. We'll put all your information, everything in the show notes so people can find you at Organic Lovin' and get some great products and hopefully travel and see some of your work. Workshops.
Yeah, y'all come with us. We're having a good time. Yes?
Yes, we're having a great time.
This is an awesome time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for everybody. Thanks everybody for listening. This has been a great experience for us. We hope you learned something from the episode today. But again, look at the show notes. And please do email Black and Kinky. That's the letter N. blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com. Email us. We are on iTunes, SoundCloud, and a whole bunch of other podcast platforms I've never even heard of.
iTunes is the feeder.
Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, rate. Let us know you love us if you do.
Yes. And we'd be happy to answer any questions you have. But until our next episode, we'll say stay black, stay sexy, and
bye.
Bye.